It's located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I can accelerate, you meet the right people with it. Anything can happen. But see, that's the dimension that we're in. So God will raise the dead. God has written a scroll in heaven about you, and he calls things that be not as though they were. Now, I want to give you a few things here. Let me take just a little time over here. But tell somebody, recondition yourself. We have to purge out toxic thought, negativity, wrong attitudes. Purge them out. See, the enemy is good at surrounding you with circumstances to try to bring about negative attitudes. But you have to understand that God is working. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's going on. God is still working. That what's going on in the environment doesn't hinder or stop what God is doing. Number one, he'll use the foolish things. There is no counsel against God. Everything the enemy means for evil, God has already purposed it to turn out for good. Hello, somebody. I said everything the enemy has meant for evil, listen, he's in darkness. He's under the bondage of sin while we walk in the light. So everything he throws our way, God already has a way through it, a way over it, a way beyond it, and then we'll use that to work together for our good. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
Let me give you three things. It's the truth. God is working for you right now while we are sitting here, while we were worshiping, while we were singing. Amen. While we are listening, God is working. Angels are working. They're on assignment. They're doing things. They're arranging situations tomorrow and the next day and next week. They're paving a way for you to come. They know you're coming that way. Amen. They're making a way for you. Amen. They're binding up spirits. They're stopping things from happening. Tell somebody, recondition yourself. Your mind. Amen. A saint is to have joy. Hit the root of that spirit of depression with joy. Now remember, joy is not just a feeling, it's a choice. It's a choice. You know, the day you choose to have joy, you may go to work and everybody acting up. Acting ugly. Ain't got nothing good to say in there. If you're not careful, there goes your joy. But you have to choose. My joy don't come from their response. They don't know God anyway. Amen. Are you understanding? You got to draw from that well and make up your mind that you're going to refocus. Now, there are three types of people, real quick. There are those who have completely surrendered. They are convinced that they are inadequate and unable. Listen, Abraham received that promise at 75. He'd already messed up with Lot, you know, in Egypt. God told him not to go in Egypt. He went down in Egypt. So he had his share of mishaps, mess-ups, mistakes. But God wasn't finished. And all of it was going to ultimately work together. So at age 100, God says, now it's time. When it was nothing humanly possible that could be done. Does anybody else live there? See, that's when your eyes really open up. is when you start to look into that realm. You look beyond the human limitations of reason. Amen? You know, humanly speaking, there's a progression. Step one, step two, step three. It's like going up the ladder on a job. You know, going up the rungs of the ladder. Well, I tell you, get rid of the ladder. God can take you and just lift you and catapult you up to the top. Amen. And you don't have the credentials for it. Daniel and the Hebrews, they refused to partake of the king's meat. After 10 days of being tried, when the king finally brought them in there, they were smarter, they were fatter, they were fairer, and much more intelligent than all the rest. And boom, right away they were promoted. Simply because they stood. Y'all hear that? Simply because they stood. Number two, there are those who surrender partially. Listen to this. They decide that greater success isn't worth the effort. I'm satisfied with my car. It only stops every other week. You used to be I could drive on 95, but I can't now, but I'm okay. I ain't being critical here, but I'm just, you know. There's a class of people that just settle. Now, see some will stop settling when they see something in this realm. But that ain't what I'm talking about. When you lift up your eyes, when God opens your eyes and your ears, it don't matter what's going on around you. You start to see into the other realm. The realm where God calls things that are not, that are in that realm, as though they were, until they are. Tell somebody, he's working. He's got a plan. His thoughts toward you are peace, not evil. His thoughts toward you are abundance, abundant life, not lack and insufficiency. Okay? This second type of person that surrenders partially, they like to crawl through life instead of standing up and running. They're satisfied with crawling. And then you have those who never surrender. Never, tell somebody, never give up. They don't allow negativity in the environment to dictate to them. Amen. In the world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. There's negativity. Sometimes you're around negative people, but you got to have tough enough skin to where you don't let that dictate to you. That's not the giver of my joy, so I'm not going to let it be the taker of my joy. Hello? You got to determine in your mind. You got to refocus and say, God ain't mad with me because you mad with me. God ain't mistreating me because you mistreating me. The devil is a lie. God is on my side. God is walking with me. I'm still in him. He's still my friend, my best friend. He'll see about me. See, sometimes God is silent in situations, giving you opportunity to respond correctly. Because it's like a two-edged sword. It's like a parallel world going on. God, you're being shaped and fashioned in Christ, not conformed to the world. But we're in the world. And so God will allow certain things to fashion and shape you while he's working out your destiny. Remember, we talked about this Sunday, Elisha. After 3 years of famine, where it was sore famine, he said, by this time tomorrow, there shall be plenty. Huh. And the king's right-hand man said, unless God opened up the heaven, how are these things going to be? And what he didn't believe, he said, okay, because you don't believe, you'll see it, but you won't partake of it. And we know the story of what happened. I emphasize this, but let me emphasize it again real quickly. the lepers had three choices. Two of them ended with the human reason for hope, or human hope in reasoning. If we go back into the city, we die, because everybody's dying in there. They're starving. Okay? Human reasoning. If we stay here, we die, because we'll starve to death right here. Human reasoning. But when they decided, you know what, perhaps if we go into the camp of the enemy, perhaps we may not die. They may give us some food to eat. You see what I'm saying? And they chose that, and when they chose that, God moved in their behalf. When you rise up above, and that's what we talked about, how Abraham hoped against hope. Stop limiting yourself. Where do you start? Start by saying it. Start by thinking it. Start by thinking big. You know what's really special about little children? They dream. See a little boy playing with a little airplane. You ask me, hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm a jet pilot. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a jet pilot. He's playing with, he's got a dream. Sometimes adults lose their dream because the enemy python suffocates it. But see, you've been delivered. And now don't go back to what you've been delivered out of. We must fight off the darkness in our environment. Fight it off. We're not fighting the devil. We're fighting the good fight of faith, keeping faith alive. The darkness in that environment oftentimes is looming in your mind. Deception. Look over here. Look over here. Lord said, keep your eyes on the light. Keep your eyes on the path. In spite of what you hear. Amen? You are judged by the company you keep. Birds of a feather flock together. How you think is directly affected by the group you are with. Conversation is a big part of our psychological environment. Okay, so I'll wind this up here because I know the hour's late. But Abraham hoped against hope. He believed in a hope, but he hoped against a certain hope. He believed to become the father of many nations. He wasn't weak in faith. He didn't stagger at the promise. He was strong. And how was he strong? Giving glory to God. You may not feel it, but when you start to give glory to God, you can't give God praise and not sense a change, a shift. I'm talking about really praising God. Really lifting your voice to God. Something happens. Burdens lift off of you. Come on, have you ever really observed that? While well, you may come in one way, but as you start praising and worshiping God, burdens lift off. Your mind starts to shift. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How did David say it? He thought his enemy had triumphed over him until he got into the house of God. Where the presence of God is, then the reality. That's what happens. We get a glimpse of what really is, who we really are. Amen. When we're in a situation or in a congregation or assembly like this, this is who you really are. When you're praising God, high praise, that's who you really are. When you're feeling like you can run through a troop, that's who you really are. Amen. That's the real, authentic you. Tell somebody, don't you forget it.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.pourtheoilconference.com. Or call 772-475-6800 for more information.